Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, another really big show.
Well, it's the big show.
We hear a tune from an album by Bo Diddley that is celebrating its 60th anniversary in our Good Time segment. Beth Riley has a deep track from America's band, the Beach Boys, in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. There's a tsunami in the forecast as we pay tribute to the late, great Eric Carmen, and we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Let's kick it off in style. This one reminds me of a favorite toy I had as a kid. You'll know what I mean here. It's Hipbone Slim and Evel Knievel.
We'll be right back.
That's the Insect Surfers and Bat Wave from their 2002 release, Mojave Reef. Now, they'll be at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender. It's happening July the 26th through the 28th. SurfGuitar101Festival.com has the full lineup and all of the info. We've got more artists on the way that will be appearing there as well. Our Jam and James Jukebox Selection of the Week is coming up later. A rock and roll Hall of Famer that was in this band before being in other bands such as Buffalo Springfield and going solo later on. He wrote this song, plays guitar. It's the first issued recording he appears on. Only about 300 copies of this 1963 single on V Records in Canada were pressed. We'll have the answer and the song coming up later. Up next, they'll be at the Surfer Joe Festival, June the 20th through the 23rd in Italy. SurferJoeMusic.com is the info for that one. The new album is titled 10th for their 10th anniversary. It's sort of split into four EPs, Hillbilly Swing, Truckin' Country, Rockabilly, and Surf. Their masked identity for their surf side is the Cagueros, and we know them as Don Diego Trio. Here's their cover of Run Chicken Run.
Hi, this is Don Diego from the Don Diego Trio. Keep it right here for more with Jammin' James Riley.
Guitar.
I'll get my washboard.
I'll go get my string bass, which is really a keyboard.
Hey, man, I'm going to go get my banjo. Maybe I'm going to go get a little accordion, man. What do you think? No, 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 banjo, man.
More music.
To long people.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Glenn Burtnick from The Weaklings, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with everybody's buddy, Jammin' James Riley.
Dressed to the nines, you were so out of my league. She said it's all right, boy, won't you come home with me? And I thought that I was king, thought that I was cool.
Having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard The Weaklings and April's Fool. Hoping you're having a good April so far. Also in the mix, new tune from the space agency. That's Instagull. Time now for our good time segment.
Let's go. Good times roll.
This segment definitely puts the good time in good time rock and roll. We've got a tune from an album called Two Great Guitars, released in 1964 on Checker Records, featuring instrumental guitar tunes from Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry. From that album, here's the tune Fireball by Bo Diddley from Two Great Guitars, celebrating its 60th anniversary on our Good Time segment.
Thank you.
That's the Scimitars and the tune Barry Simone. They'll be at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender and excited to hear more from this band as well. Also in the mix, new tune called Close Encounters by My Dusty Ray Gun. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. This band featured a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer before he was in some other bands such as Buffalo Springfield and before he went solo later on. He wrote this song, plays guitar. It's the first issued recording he appears on. Only about 300 copies of this 1963 single on V Records in Canada were pressed. We'll hear the answer and the song coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with my favorite DJ, Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one can be found on their 1970 album, Sunflower. It was written by Al Jardine and Brian Wilson and features Bruce Johnston on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with At My Window. This has been Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
Hey, I'm Martin from the Midnight Callers, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my good pal Jammin' James Riley.
Yeah.
Jam and James Riley.
I'm Peter Fool.
And you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. You just heard a new track by the Midnight Callers. Always great to have them on here. That was The Eraser. You may remember we're going to count down the top five vote-getting songs of your favorite Dick Dale song later this year. More info on our social media and blog site. Here's a bonus track to the CD release of King of the Surf Guitar, Dick Dale, and the tune Cotton Pickin'.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man Jammin' James Riley. This is my daddy's name, James.
From Dave Del Monte and the Cross County Boys. And you're listening to my buddy Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Cool, 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 cool. Silver Crow, Silver Crow.
That's the MIA in the tune Firewall Dance. Also a new single by Dave Del Monte and the Cross County Boys, Surfin' Crow. Time now to check on that tsunami in the forecast.
Two girls for every boy.
Tsunami is a chance to play two in a row from an artist. We wanted to pay tribute to the late, great Eric Carmen. He passed away on March the 11th at 74 years old. He often cited Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys as huge influences. He got a chance to open up for them over the years, both solo and his band, The Raspberries. We'll hear a tune he co-wrote and sang lead on in The Raspberries from their 1972 album called Fresh. The song is Driving Around. But first, from his solo album, Change of Heart from 1978, we have a song that Brian Wilson and Bruce Johnston are helping out on background vocals. It's called Hey Deanie. This is Eric Carmen on the Catching a Wave Tsunami.
Hey Deanie, won't you come out tonight? The stars are dancing like diamonds in the moonlight, and we can never find a better time to be in love. Won't you come out tonight? The summer's waiting, the moon is shining so bright. Hey, Dee Dee, you're the one.
Thank you.
catching the rays.
Oh, baby,
long hot days, we'll be catching the rays.
You know my tape deck is blasting, my car is fast. When school lets out and the summer's here, we'll have some time for the sun. Throw my notebooks out and put my car in gear, cause we'll be having some fun. Driving around.
Long hot days, we'll be catching the rain.
Driving around.
Long hot days, we'll be catching the rain.
You know my tape deck is fast and my car is fast. Driving around. With my girl by my side, we can go for a ride, find a place we can dance. When it gets real dark, we can stop in the park and have a backseat romance. Driving around.
Long hot days, we'll be catching the rain.
Driving around.
Long hot days, we'll be catching the rain.
You know my T-Dig is blasting, my car is fast. Driving around. Yeah. I'll be waiting up through the year just to get you alone. With nobody.
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catch It A Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox.
So put another dime in the jukebox, baby!
This band features a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer who was in this band before joining other bands such as Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and going solo later on. He wrote this song, plays guitar, and is the first issued recording he appears on. Only about 300 copies of this 1963 single on V Records in Canada were pressed. Talking about Neil Young and the band The Squires and their song Aurora on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Thank you.
It's a sunny day. Take it up, and I'm down on my knees begging for peace.
Also be at the Surf Guitar 101 Festival Weekender, and certainly getting a lot of big buzz about that. The Ghastly Ones and the tune Double Agent 73, Who Came In From the Cold, from the 2006 album Target Draculon. Before that, paying tribute to another one of my favorite artists, Michael Knott, with his band Lifesavers in Ocean View Lane. Michael Knott also unfortunately passed away on March the 12th at 61 years old. Definitely need to help keep these artists alive through the music they leave behind. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. We love to hear from you. And you can hear us from the West Coast beaches of California to the East Coast Bronx in New York and all over the world. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.